And Linda's also got a breaking story for us that she wants to report on now. Hi, Linda. Welcome back.
That's right, and thank you.
Sure thing.
Before I get into the updates on unusual animal deaths, I would like to share some information that I learned just this week about the United States government's well-kept secret of a UFO crash near Aztec, New Mexico. For decades, there have been rumors that a silver disc about 99 feet in diameter was discovered in Hart Canyon, about 12 miles northwest of Aztec, in the spring of 1948. Aztec and Farmington residents over the years have remembered a local newspaper headline about a disc coming down in Hart Canyon and a lot of military and police activity. But no one has ever been able to find old newspapers about that. One New Mexico librarian told me in the mid-1990s that much of 1947 and 1948 are blank in the New Mexico State's library archives. She said, it's, quote, as if someone came in and gathered up all the newspapers back then, unquote. Now businessman and longtime Aztec investigator Scott Ramsey says that he has contact with two families of police officers who said they were on the mesa above Hart Canyon after a large silver disc with humanoid bodies were discovered. In my own research about Aztec, I have been told that it was on St. Patrick's Day, probably 1948. For the first time, Scott Ramsey talked with me this week on the record for tonight's Coast about one of the police officer's descriptions. Here is Scott Ramsey.
Okay.
He finally said to the family, you know, that actually did happen. I was one of the police officers at the crash site that day. And, you know, going back to the family members, they remember him saying, I was one of the police officers at the scene. Apparently, though, there were three involved. And the one I will mention, and that was Andy Andrews, who's, he was probably in his 50s back at the time of the Aztec incident. We don't really pinpoint him at the crash site, although he may have been with the Cuba police officer going up Highway 44 the night of the alleged crash.
And what exactly did they describe that they saw?
Large saucer-shaped object, no visible markings, no seams, rivets, weld marks, perfectly smooth, more pewter in color. Going back to Ken Farley and Doug Nolan and the two police officers and going back and retrieving the testimony from the families, they kept using the word, looked like it had been molded. Absolutely perfectly, no seams. Very smooth, pewter in color, sort of a dull gray color. Two lenses put together with a 15 to 18 foot bubble basically in the middle.
Now, what about entities?
Doug Nolan did say he saw at least two. Again, give you a little bit of background on Doug Nolan. He was a 19-year-old employee of the El Paso Oil Company back at this time frame. That's why we are pinpointing it to 1948 based on his 19-year-old age. He was getting ready for work. They start very early out in the oil fields, as you well know. His boss, Bill Ferguson, who's also deceased, when Doug picked him up, said, we've got to get out to Hart Canyon immediately. There's a bad brush fire, and it's near one of the drip tanks that the company owned. So they went out, Bill Ferguson being the lead man at the time, the senior man, and there laid the disc out on the end of the mesa.
And were there entities there?
Doug and Bill Ferguson climbed up on the craft and looked in the window, and Doug said he could see two human-like humanoid beings slumped over.
Coast listeners can see much more of this interview, including a computer-generated graphic of what people have described this 99-foot disc as looking like on that mesa in near Aztec. And this is at my website, www.earthfiles.com. You'll find a hot link at the top of the headlines page to the 1948 Aztec report.